Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I pointed out the risk that, if ratified by Congress, the newly proposed United States-Mexico-Canada agreement and its provision prohibiting currency devaluation will not prevent this from happening. Actually, this provision increases the risk of a global currency war that will impoverish people worldwide. Well, not quite everyone. The ones who will suffer the greatest financial losses are those who have their wealth tied up in paper assets such as currencies, stocks, and bonds. As fiat currencies lose value, so will stocks and bonds denominated in those currencies. A currency crisis is not a new phenomenon. Right now, national currency crises are happening in Argentina, Iran, Turkey, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe. Several other currencies are close to collapse. There have been widespread currency crises throughout history. Just over 20 years ago, nations in Eastern Asia went through a regional currency crash. In that crisis, Indonesia's currency suffered the greatest loss of value. Indonesian citizens who held their wealth in paper assets such as that nation's rupiah currency or stocks or bonds were pretty much wiped out. However, a number of Indonesian citizens survived this currency crash with little impact on their standard of living. They were the ones who held part of their total assets in the form of physical gold and silver, precious metals that are valuable assets in their own right, and are not liabilities of another party at risk of default. Federal Reserve Bank officials for years have stated their commitment to reduce the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, the currency unit used for valuing U.S. stocks and bonds. They are pretending they will only reduce the value by 2% annually, but the actual decline is higher. So, how can you obtain some wealth insurance to protect your family's standard of living against the continuing devaluation of the U.S. dollar? I suggest using a small percentage of your investment portfolio or net worth to acquire bullion-priced physical gold and silver as your wealth insurance, meant never to be sold and to be passed through your estate to your heirs. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.